Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com, and with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road. The best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Every Friday we talk to him. We get the privilege and the pleasure of talking to him on the show. Here he is, the great Jay Williams. Catch him on Key, Jay and Max, right here on 92.9 FM, ESPN, every morning. Jay, want to ask you, man, we saw the news this week, J.J. Redick retiring, finishing his NBA career as top 15 three-pointers made all time. Were you there when he visited? Like, were you involved in his process, his recruiting process at Duke? Do you remember his visit at all?
Well, first off, boys, what's going on? Happy Friday to you. We got NBA Media Day coming up next week. We got the season on the verge.
Yes, sir.
We got Memphis basketball coming. I just wanted to say that to kick off the show. Happy to be here with you, boys. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you.
I'll tell you a quick funny story about JJ that gives you insight into how competitive JJ is. So, you know, I obviously was at school at Duke from 1999 until 2002. And we got lucky enough to win a championship. I got two-time National Player of the Year. And J.J. is the all-time leading scorer at Duke. It's like 2,600 and some points, right? And I remember after he had graduated, he was in the league, him and I were actually hanging out on campus. And we were kind of reminiscing about our time there hanging out. And he gave me like a – this is like so J.J., like such a serious type stern look. And he said, J.Will, serious question for you. Do you think you would have outscored me if you had stayed for your fourth year? And I'm like, you know, why are you asking me that, JJ? You're the all-time leading scorer at Duke history. But obviously I would have smashed you because there's no way you would have even got a chance to score points your freshman year. I scored 2,192, you know, in 3 years, right?
Yep.
So, but that, if there's anything that gives you insight into how competitive he is, and if you talk about a guy that has found a way to constantly transcend his game, you know, he was just a shooter. Then he added his handle onto it. Then he added playmaking ability. And look, man, he's one of the all-time legends. He's one of the greatest to ever do it as it relates to coming from Duke and being an NBA player and being one of the most prolific three-point shooters in the history of the game.
You're telling me he can't – I mean, I know he just turned 37, but with that team that the Lakers have assembled and you look at its age, you telling me he couldn't help that team this year?
Oh, I'm telling you that J.J. Redick has said that he's going to retire to wait – to see if a championship contender team like the Lakers or the Brooklyn Nets.
Yep.
I mean, think about what we're going through with the NFL, guys. I mean, the first couple of weeks, it's the war of attrition. You're telling me that guys aren't going to get injured or guys are going to find out that they need shooting, and J.J. Redick, just who happens to live there in Dumbo, Brooklyn, New York, isn't going to be like, all right, like, I can either go to L.A. or go and win a championship with the Brooklyn Nets. That's exactly what's going to happen.
It's sort of strange, like, because he was with the Mavericks, and I know that it kind of went down in a way that maybe he wasn't a huge fan of. But, like, you know, typically with Mark Cuban, guys love, you know, going to Dallas. Guys love being around Mark Cuban and being part of that team. I you know, it just seems kind of, you know, it's just different where it's not all hunky-dory, it seems like, this time with Dallas.
Yeah, but, you know, I can say this for Jay. You know, it was really funny. We actually happened to live in the same building for a short stint. And not that he really spoke about this, but you get a chance to see how close he is to his boys. And, I mean, we all had to go through a pandemic, but when you're literally picking up your family and you're moving to different parts of the country and you're trying to manage that as, you know, you're uplifting them from school, their environment, you know, you have your wife and how she deals with moving to different environments and anxiety that comes along with that. There are a lot of moving parts. And I think, you know, when you're JJ and you spent the amount of time in the league that he spent, you get to a certain point where you're like, I love doing this, but at what extent does this affect my family, right? And I want my family to have stability. And I think JJ was, that's why he talked about, he's ready to be a father, you know, and I think that's important to him. I respect it.
When you weigh what they have done this offseason, I'm talking Lakers in the West and Brooklyn, obviously, in the East, which way do you lean still toward Brooklyn and our guy KDJ? Which way do you lean if you're predicting who's going to win the whole thing right now?
Oh, we talk about both the teams being fully healthy when the season is on the line for a championship game. Is that what you're asking me?
I do think you got to weigh in age and whether or not they will be. But I want you to be realistic. No assuming full health because that so rarely happens. Who's standing there at the end? We can't predict all the injuries, but what do you think?
I got to tell you, whoever just says they know who's going to win the NBA Finals, it's a crab in a barrel, right? Like, they're saying that to try to be provocative. Obviously, I think you can have a team that you think is slightly favored, but
sure. That's what
I don't know how LeBron James is going to do with, obviously, the condensed season of the last 2 years and how his body handles that. I don't know how AD is going to handle an elongated season once again, another quick turnaround, essentially. I don't know what Kevin Durant and James Harden and Kyrie barely played together last year. Granted, I think, they were a Kevin Durant, side 17 away from being in the NBA Finals, to beat Milwaukee. But it's one of those things, like, I need to see how those guys progress and if they can all maintain their health, because that's going to be a question on both sides.
Absolutely.
Both teams.
No, it certainly is. Is Durant in the right spot? Saw ESPN had him number one, him, Giannis, LeBron was three, Luka, then Steph. Is the right guy in the one spot, Jay, with Durant?
I have to tell you guys, I got a chance to work out with KD a couple of years ago. If you ever gotten a chance to see him work out, it's really a thing of beauty. First off, he's close to 7 feet tall, right? You don't see guys, even when I was around Dirk, I'm like, well, Dirk is really tall, but Dirk can't do the things with the ball that Kevin Durant can. Like, it's a polished version of Rucker Park basketball, like street basketball to that degree. But one of the most impressive things I saw about it, man, is the skill set is so heightened. It's an anomaly. It's one-on-one. Like, it really doesn't belong in any other category with any other player in the league. Because even if you look when he catches the ball at the pinch post or when he's isolated, typically players will bring the ball down around their right pocket or their left pocket when they come shoot. He works on different angles that he can bring the ball up. So he'll keep the ball high, catch and shoot scenarios, or when he's on an isolation on the pinch post, he'll keep the ball up in different areas. So one area might be his shoulder extended, and he'll bring it to a jump shot at a peak. The other one might be a little bit behind the shoulder extended. So he works on all those different angles, and it just makes it so challenging to guard him.
Like,
you put a bigger guy on him, he could take you on the perimeter and could dance the ball. You put, a smaller guy on him, he could take you to the block and shoot fadeaways and shoot over you. He's the most specialized skill player there is, maybe in the history of the game.
Yeah, up at ESPN.com, we're talking to the great Jay Williams. Yep. Joins us every single Friday here on the show. Up at ESPN.com, we know they've been doing their NBA rank.
Hey, we love the rankings, man.
No doubt. Hey, look, people click on it, right? it's a talking point, and it's going to be this year, too. I'm expecting LeBron, as soon as he gets up, if he's not up yet, I'm assuming that those tweets are coming because he has dropped from number one last year to number three this year. Obviously, KD number one and Giannis number two. Do you have any issue with that top three? Should it be changed? Should LeBron still be number one? Where are you on this?
No, I'm fine with it. I think, people can speculate that Giannis could have made a case to be number one along with LeBron James. I get all that. I think Giannis, it's funny, there's been a lot of Ben Simmons talk over the last couple of weeks, and I'm like, I wish Ben Simmons would play more like Giannis. I think Giannis understands who he is and how he needs to play and how he needs to attack and doesn't try to be things that people tell him he should be. But look, if there's something that I feel like every single year the great players find something small that they're peeved about, that they're angry about. And if you're giving motivation to a guy who uses the hashtag washed king, right, on petty tweets, right? Like, imagine what lists like this do. It just, it feeds into that motivation. And if there's one player that I can never discount or disregard for, you know, being healthy and having a fantastic season, that's LeBron James, man.
Is there a place for Ben Simmons, Jay? Or, I mean, I'm kind of ruling out that they get it worked out. I'm going to take Ben at his word that he's not going back. And at some point,
yeah,
maybe Philly's got, right, that Philly's got to lower what it's asking for. What is there a spot for you where you look at it and say, you know what, that's a pretty fat, that seems like the right guys around him. Portland, you know, are there teams out there that you think Ben Simmons could be on and then be championship caliber? That's the key here.
Well, I mean, if they're going to allow him to be traded for pennies on the dollar, and that doesn't mean any disrespect to Ben Simmons, because I think that the potential of Ben is still off the charts. You do question his aggressiveness, right? His ability to attack. That kind of seems to hinder him from being one of the greats. But, you know, I what was that deal with Portland? Initially had, you know, C.J. McCollum. They had it was another player that was on the – I'm drawing a blank on his name, like, you know, three first-round picks. I think Daryl Morey was asking for too much. I think that could be an interesting scenario. I'll give you one more. And it's just because this team, it feels like they've been irrelevant over the last several years. Is, you know, and the question is, do you want to give up the likes of a DeJounte Murray or Derek White or Keldon Johnson?
Yep.
But, like, when are we talking about the Spurs being relevant?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We haven't talked about that for a while. People were questioning Pop before he won the Olympics this year about, you know, is he done? And just something about Ben Simmons being in a Spurs uniform and how they built their culture off of defense and somebody building around Ben, I think that's important. But, you know, I'm sorry for being long-winded. The last thing I want to say, guys, is I think we have to start looking a little bit at Philly, too, here. I mean, look, Philly, people weren't mad at Philadelphia for trying to trade him for James Harden. But now people are mad at Ben Simmons because he doesn't want to be part of Philadelphia anymore. And this is an organization that at the same time literally cut Elton Brand off at the knees, all of a sudden just replaced him by Daryl Morey, right? They haven't really held Joel Embiid accountable. And it's not like they weren't up double digits in multiple games in a series versus the Hawks. So I know that it's easy to pounce upon Ben Simmons because he's an easy target.
Sure.
But, like, Doc Rivers owns some accountability in
absolutely
that, too.
I agree. Right?
And so does Joel Embiid, who had 8 turnovers in Game 7, but nobody talks about it that way. It's disappointing, actually.
Jay, we're going to be out at Grizz Media Day on Monday. What are you looking for from the Grizzlies this season? Like, what about the Grizzlies interests you in 2021?
I need to see Jaren Jackson stay healthy.
That's it.
I need to see him take the next step, right? That you, we're on the same page about
yes
that, right, John? Like, it's like,
oh, of course.
Like, I need to, you know, Keyshawn always talks about in the NFL for quarterbacks. You know, year one, okay. Like, you know, like, you're there. You know, you're getting donuts for guys, you know. You know, year two, okay, you're kind of figuring out. You're starting to get a feel for it. We see flashes. We see glimpses. Year three, like, you got to figure it out. So I'm sitting here looking at Jaren Jackson like, it's time. Like, I need to see what glimpses of what the final product is going to be and consistency with that. I think for Taylor Jenkins, too, I think this team, the expectations is we need to make the playoffs. I'm not talking about being in a play-in game. I'm talking about, like, being in there, like a solidified position within the playoffs. And guys, again, I know for whom much is given, much is expected. I'm looking for our boy John Morant to go to another level.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's, you know, we put that type of weight on players that can carry that burden. And when I tell you, knowing him from his time at Murray State and knowing how he's built, like, he can carry that. Like, I need him to be that type of caliber player the whole season. And I think if he can do that, I think this team is on their way to being special.
You feel like Brooks and what he can bring defensively, too, has reached a new level, Jay, from what you've seen from Dylan?
I do, because I think, you know, there's certain mentalities that translate to the rest of the team,
mm-hmm,
right? Like, when I think about the Golden State Warriors, Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, like, they're edgy to a degree, but it's almost like all-American family, right?
Right.
Draymond Green
sets
adds that spice to them.
Yes, sets
and
the tone.
And Dylan Brooks is the edge. He is the passion. He is the chemistry maker for the Memphis Grizzlies. So for him to elevate his game and what he was able to build upon last year, I think he's a pivotal part of the solution.
And then, school me, Jay, if you are James Wiseman, right? And your first year didn't go anything like you thought it would. You only played 39 games, had a bunch of injuries, COVID, everything else. But you remember when he got drafted, we all said perfect fit because he's going to be around veterans. He's got the skill level to be a stretch big, all that stuff. But it wasn't. The things we heard is like it wasn't jiving with Steph's game, all that. What are you doing if you're James Wiseman in year two in terms of trying to make this thing a success? And look, Golden State's got its part in that as well. But if you're James going into year two, you still feeling confident and good? How are you approaching the season? You know,
well, I mean, as an athlete in that particular situation, you have no other choice but to feel good and feel confident going into your second year. What, you're going to go into your second year feeling down and
moping? No, you like, can't do not, that. Right.
Exactly. That's not the way, you know, you're taught to be built. So I would have hoped that James Wiseman, you know, what you do in these type of scenarios when you are unsure of the continuity system in which they play, you reach out and you spend time with the likes of Stephen Curry. You spend time with Klay Thompson. You spend time with Steve Kerr. You try to understand the system more. That takes a minute to download and to get comfortable with. You know, they're in a really precarious situation because, you know, obviously Dre is there, but Andrew Wiggins and this storyline of him not wanting to get vaccinated,
yeah.
I'm curious how that's going to play out with them. And some people now are calling for him, you know, to be traded, looking for a return of assets. Could he be packaged with James Wiseman? But if you're James Wiseman, the one thing I want James to do as a young player, stay professional, make sure that you're prepared, and you work your ass off. You do what they need them to do. And if it doesn't work, you still bring that same mentality to the next team you go to.
Hey, Jay, man, we always appreciate the visits,
Thank
man.
Thank you for
appreciate
these, brother.
It as always. Talk next week.
All right, Jay. I'll talk to you guys next week for sure. Have a good weekend.
Yep,
you too,
man. He is Jay Williams. Catch him on Key, Jay, and Max right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. And I hope James has a great sophomore season. I really do.
Well, he said that you know, those reports on Steph, you go spend time with Steph.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, hey, man, what can I, he's absolutely right. Draymond, Steph, Klay, spend those times around that, you know, that time around those vets and see what they're saying, what they expect of you. That can only help you. I think you endear yourself to them that way. It's probably the right approach for James. Hope he just, you know, remains confident. I still have high hopes and high expectations for him. Maybe not in Golden State. We'll see. Maybe it doesn't work out there, but I still think it will in the league. He's going to play a long time.
Thanks to Jay Williams for joining us on the show today. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.